Aloha, everyone. Welcome back to Seven Figure Multifamily and Multifamily Live. Super excited for today's podcast because we're going to get straight to the point. We're going to talk about financial freedom and generational wealth. How do you get both of those? So one way, and we're just going to talk about one way today, is taking, and do this as soon as possible, folks, taking a really, really good look at your expenses. Draw the curtains back, break that wall down, look at your, I'm going to say the F word, finances. I want you to dig through your bank statements. I want you to understand how much everything costs. How much are you spending on that streaming service? How much are you spending on groceries every week? How much are you spending on your basic necessities? How much are you spending on your entertainment? How much are you spending, period? And I want you to document all of this because the first step to financial freedom is to understand the financial part. You cannot get to the freedom part until you understand the financial part. So after this podcast, I want you to take a moment and look at all your finances today and do it today. I know it can be a scary prospect for some. And for those of you who have already done this, and maybe it's a good time to take another look. Jason and I go over our expenses at least monthly. I know Jason looks at it more than monthly, but both of us look at everything. We look at our credit card bills. We look at how much, especially December, January, after Christmas, we see this uptick. Both of us go, oh, look at that. We spent more because it's Christmas. And we understand what were the expenses? What were our travel expenses? What's our mortgage? Like all of these variables come into play when you're looking towards your financial freedom. Drawing back the curtain and stopping ourselves from like keeping our eyes closed and just thinking, you know what? I can afford this. I can afford that. But really, can you? Or should you? And I'm not saying cut back on that cup of coffee. I'm not saying go do something drastic in your life. Your first step is to truly understand those finances. And once you have that number, once you have actually those numbers, the numbers of how much is your entertainment, how much is your bare necessities, now you have a number to work with. And then you look at that number, and then you look at your earned income. How much is truly your earned income? How much are you bringing in weekly, monthly? And see if those numbers match up. If your earned income is less than your expenses, we have a really, really big problem. Then I need you to look at your bills and see where you can cut back first. That's the first thing you do. See where all your debt is. And are you covering that debt? And then next, you see how much that number is. And understand that once you cover that number, once you cover that number of expenses, of your basic needs, your necessities, everything on top of that is earned income that you can use for investments, for entertainment, for giving. So those are the three buckets. After Jason and I have taken care of our bare necessities, we have these three buckets. We have our passive investments, we have our giving, and we have our entertainment. And we use our passive investments to supplement those two, but we actively invest in real estate. That's our job. So those three buckets, how are you going to distribute those funds as those funds become more and more as you grow in whatever job you have currently, or if you're getting into real estate, how are you going to divide up into those buckets? But first, I'm getting ahead of myself. First, look at your finances. You need to draw back that curtain. You need to understand, you need to look at your bank statements. You need to look at your credit card statements. You have to make sure and look at all of your debt, your student debt, your car payments, all of it. And understand how much you're putting out. That is the very, very first step to financial freedom. Again, for those who have already done that, and you are already that step ahead, invite others to do the same. Because you never know, those finances, or the lack thereof, is a huge problem in our nation, in our world. You don't know a friend, a neighbor. I know finances can be a really, really touchy subject, but you might actually be saving someone from depression. You might actually be saving someone from hiding behind a curtain, behind a brick wall that they don't want to tear down because they're afraid to look at their finances. Once you look at it, once you deal with it, and once you understand how to get out, that's the step forward. So, first things first. And I'm going to do a series about this. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do the second step. I'll get to it. But first is looking at your finances and finding your financial freedom number. That financial freedom number is all of your expenses. Because once you can cover that, everything else on top of that becomes earned income that you can use. So much aloha, so much love, so much joy and peace in your day, and so much generational wealth in your day. Aloha.